This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The injuries. And let's take Williams, but I wanted to ask this question first before we get particulars about injuries. If you're a catcher and you see a guy and you see something that comes up, has there ever been a pitcher say to you, hey, I'm battling something, leave me alone out here? Or has it ever gone the other way where a pitcher says, if you see something off, let me know right away? What's a catcher's role in all of this when something happens and maybe you know a guy, you saw something that just didn't look right?
I think a catcher is supposed to mediate. You know, we're the only player not in the field of play, so I feel like we're an extension of the coaching staff. So I just tried to play that role as best I could. Probably my favorite story and probably the toughest thing I've ever seen is Casey Weathers when I was in the fall league. I literally saw him tear his UCL. I knew he tore his UCL. I knew he was going to be having Tommy John. And he threw three more pitches at 97, 98, and 99 to strike out the guy. He just shook off the slider, and I was like, wait a minute, why did he shake off the slider? And he shook it off again, and he just gave me these huge cartoon eyes, like, give me the heater. I got nothing left. And it was those three pitches, and then he literally walked towards me and then walked off the field and said, good job. I'm going to go have surgery probably soon. And that was it. It was one of those moments where you're like, man, that guy is really tough.
When you saw it happen, what did you see that said, oh, man, I think Casey just blew his elbow out?
It was just a wince. It was almost similar to what Williams did last night because – they have a similar personality, just really tough guy. You know, he had that wince, and he kind of threw a slider that was just off. Like, he'd been locked in. He played for Team USA that summer, just had an incredible year. And he just threw a ball that was about 3 or 4 feet off of where he normally would, and he winced. And I was like, that's not normal. And then he shook off the slider, and I was like, that's really not normal. So I knew something was going on. Sure enough, he tore his UCL. There's no doubt about it.
All right, tell me what you saw last night then in particular to Williams. Not speculation or anything, and I don't want you to go down that road, but what did you see from your eyes that you feel comfortable saying was off, or what you see that you can report, so to speak?
So the easiest thing to see with your naked eye is, I mean, he's been throwing 94 to 96 pretty consistently. And a lot of times, whether it's a UCL or a tendon or a muscle, guys will do something a little bit out of the ordinary, and him throwing that hard has been out of the ordinary. So maybe he'd been stretching that, you know, oblique muscle or abdomen. You know, that's what he grabbed a hold of on that first pitch. And then that second pitch, that's what he winced and grabbed at again. So I'm assuming it's an oblique. I haven't heard anything this morning. I tried to look and read something. I haven't seen anything yet. But I hope it's not an oblique. I hope it's something that, you know, maybe just got a stitch in his side or a cramp, and, you know, he's right back because the Bucks just can't take an injury to Williams right now.
Yeah, talk about what it does for them functionally now, Michael, as far as their rotation. They're without Jameson Taillon through at least the end of June, and we'll see how soon he's able to come back. But then it's they're now down to Musgrove, Lyles, assuming Trevor is out for at least the start. It's Musgrove, Lyles, a pretty ineffective Chris Archer at this point in time, and then you're digging into Kingham and Brault, and with a doubleheader coming up a week from Monday, I don't know if it's rookie Davis being called up, if Mitch Keller gets a start. Just how much more of this can they bear, or how much more can they weather?
First off, they need some incense and some type of injury dance in the clubhouse to mix some things up. Maybe some bubble wrap to wrap some of these guys in. But they got to do something. Whether they go get somebody, Rookie Davis is a good example of a guy that could come up and maybe throw in that role. But, you know, you look at where they're at, you know, still in the hunt, especially with all these injuries. You don't want to fall out. So, you know, if they feel like Mitch Keller could come up and be ready and they're not rushing him, especially after developing a cutter and doing a couple mechanical changes. That's what you want to do. But the biggest concern is when you see a bunch of these injuries is you're starting to extend guys. I mean, DiRapo comes up and first six games he's up, he throws four and two-thirds innings. You know, guys are going to get extended and extended and extended. You have Broughton Kingham coming out of the bullpen to start. That's when you start worrying because the guys are going way outside their means to try to make up for the guys that are hurt.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.